The Gemara in Yuma and Daf Chavtes on the days comments on a parsha on a pasuk of this week's Sedra. Amar Rav, Kim Avram Avinu Kol Torah Kula. Avram Avinu kept the entire Torah. Shemar Yaakov Eikav Asher Shema Avraham Bekoli. Amar Yosef Barachil Rav Eimah Shavim. This is how do you know that pasuk Eikav Asher Shema Avraham Bekoli is a reference to Tayak Nisos? Maybe it's a reference to Shavim Nisos and Noach. How you can name a Mila? Name a Mila. You know Avram Avinu was Mekayim more than Shavim Nisos. He had Mila too. The Eimah Shavim Nisos and Mila, so maybe seven plus. Amar Leim came Mr. Saiv Yisor Saiv Amali. Amar Rav, Amar Rava, Vitem Ravashi, Kiyam Avram Avinu, Afila Eruv Vitev Shilin, Shedamar Torah Si, Achas Torah Shavasav, Yachas Torah Shavabat. So the Gemara learns from the Reba, Yad Mitzvah Sai, Kutzvah Sai, Torah Sai, that Avram Avinu is Mekayim, that only Shav Mitzvah Sani Noach, but Tariq Mitzvah, and even Mitzvah Darabonon, even Torah Shavabat. The Ramban, on that Parsha, on that Pasuk rather, writes as follows. He quotes the Gemara Yuma, and he says, in Cain, the expert you have in front of you, Yia kol zebona yaldas, shai Avram Avinu mekayim v'mishamris Torah ashalonin. This is all assuming Avram Avinu kept the entire Torah before it's given. Takach amru medesh rabbah, v'yitein lehem yosef agalos, shepir shpimenu v'parshas agalarufa. The tradition Chazal had that Yosef, Hatzadik, and Avram Avinu were learning v'charusa, the parshas agalarufa, before Yosef left. Yet after the limit Torah, Rekasa, Vaishmar Mishratim, Vaishmar Kukasai, Vaishmar Sai, Sham Amr Shayamish, Shamir, Afila Jizu Kitar, Vaishmar Lamin Labana. The fine says, the tradition that Chazal had, that Avram Avinu and the others kept the entire Torah. Yesh Lishal. In Cain, that's true, that the others kept the entire Torah. Echekim Yaakov Mateva, Vinasa Shayachayo. So how did Yaakov put up a Mateva? Mateva isn't as big a kasha because the table we have the tradition that it was Huva Dinei Abba Snub Dinei Abanim, so maybe that's a bit of an anomaly, but at least, how was Yaakov Avinu able to marry two sisters? The Vidasa was saying, according to one tradition of Chazal, four sisters, of Bil and Zilpa, were the sisters of Rachel Leah as well. The Amra Nasa Dadasa, and Avram married his aunt, which also is a violation of Torah law. The Moshe Rabbeinu Hekim Shem Fema Teva, the Heach Efshah Shiyu Nogim Heter B'Torah, the Masha Asar Avram Avinu al Atmo, the Kavala Hashem Tzar al Adavar. So how was it that there were these different instances where the Avos, Moshe Rabbeinu, Kleisel from Asim Torah, were seemingly violating various dinim d'araisa? How is that consistent with the notion that Avram Avinu and the Avos from Rekayim Kol Torah Kula Ad Shelo Nina? It goes on, Yaakov, Nether tells us, Shamar Tashabit, the Kavit Klumet. Maybe Shabbos is different. But after she is there, the Shabbos, and she is shkula kol Torah kula. Shehim the idol ma'aser reishis. Okay, maybe Shabbos you could understand, but what about if we assume that he kept tariq mitzvos? How do we explain shtei achayos, matevos, and the like? So before we see the Ramban's answer himself, this is the topic of the first essay in the Mishnah Lamelech Parshas Rachim, where he explains that he thinks this is actually a machlokas. We showed him, maybe a machlokes panayim, machlokes amarayim, whether the avos were yosef mechlal b'nei noach, only l'chumer even l'kula. To the extent that the avos kept, the mishpachas avos kept certain aspects of the Torah, were they only keeping them the Torah's chumra, but they also kept hilchos b'nei noach l'chumer without the chumra, or were they yosef mechlal b'nei noach l'gamri? He explains, that was machlokes yosef and his brothers. Yosef came and said, Lashon Hara, Yaakov Avinu, that his brothers were eating Eifer Melechai. Was that really true? Were they eating Eifer Melechai? So the Mishnah Melech explains, in the Parshas Rachim, they were eating a Mefar Cheses. The animal was already on the way to being dead. It was dead, but it was still moving around a little bit. So Mefar Cheses, in the Ikar Adin, is mutter for Yisrael. Practically speaking, it's also because of Nika Midi, you can't have something which is more chamer for a Yisrael, for a Benoach and Yisrael, but on the Ikar Din level, the Rakasis is Asher for B'nai Noach and Moshe for Yisrael. So that was the Machlokas Yosef and his brothers. Yosef held that B'nai Yaakov were Yosef Mechlau, B'nai Noach across the board, and therefore they had the Din, the brothers held that they were Yosef Mechlau, B'nai Noach across the board, Bein Lekul, Bein Lechumra, they had the Din of Yisrael, and therefore they even had the Kulos of Yisrael, and they're allowed to eat them at Prochesa. There wasn't Eifer Melechai. And Yosef held, no, they were only Yosef Michal B'nei Noach L'chumra, but they still had to keep the Chumra to B'nei Noach, and the Chumra to B'nei Noach Aser Amifrachat. The Mishnah Melech says that this is a Machlokas Rishonim that we find in a different Ramban. Ramban in Parshas Amor, in the Parsha of the Megadev, you could have Mar Mekomos, Perek Kaftal Pasuk Yud in Parshas Amor. The Ramban writes, "Then a list of Isha Yisraeli, a few lines in, Masha Amr B'Toras Kohanim, the Soch B'nei Yisrael, Melamish and Iskayer." So this Megadev, whose father was not Jewish and mother was Jewish, converted. So why is that? The mother's Jewish. Eino she yisaref begeirus. It doesn't mean that he needed a geirus because he wasn't Jewish. Ela kachal yisrael she nefnis filibris b'milo sila v'ritzas damin shachmas nidor. It just means that he underwent the same kind of geirus that all Klal Yisrael underwent. All Klal Yisrael at time Mamre Sinai underwent a geirus with the mil and zila and ritzas damin that was associated with Mamre Har Sinai. Alam miskam nulomar shahalach achre imo. It doesn't mean that he went through a formal geirus. It means that he followed the legacy of his mother, who was Jewish, and he was a part of Bnei Yisrael. Is that time to stop Bnei Yisrael? Shai imelhan v'larasa l'leches achri aviv liyos mitzri. He didn't want to go follow his father who was mitzri. He wanted to follow his mother, who was Jewish. It doesn't mean that he underwent a special geirus because he was any less Jewish than anyone else in the Machada. He underwent the same geirus as the rest of Klal Yisrael of Mamed Har Sinai. But fundamentally, this was a Yisrael Gamur. Then the Ramban quotes, Vatsar Fatim Omrim, Kitama Geiris B'nei Shehaya Kodem Matan Torah. No, there actually was a need for a Geiris because this whole episode, or the lineage that we're speaking about, was before Matan Torah. Vayim Mishpato Lelech, excuse me, Achara Zafar. And therefore, his yichud should follow the father. Yimasha amru ba'omeret ba'umas halach achar zachar. When it comes to the umas olam, there we do have patulino know the sense. The kasher nola zeh lo malu asoki mitzvi hadadino. So this guy who was born before Matan Torah had a din of a mitzvi because his father is a mitzvi, and by the umas we follow the father. Abakisha gadel niskayu l'daito v'nimo. When he grew up, he wanted to be Jewish, so he had to undergo a qualitatively different geira than the rest of the Nesal because he had a din of a Nachri. And Rabban says, "Ain dati kach." I don't think that's true. Ki me'ez sheva Avram bezris hayu Yisrael ubagayim la'ichashav. No, from the time that Avram entered into the bris, the Bnei Avram were no longer considered Nachri. K'mosha Amar be'esav v'dim Yisrael mumrishani. Kavachomer davar. And the Achim Matan Torah Shekusi Babas Avram Lechai Bilavin Ein Bakidushin He Nifrit Tahor Umba Sahafshir Eslad Liyos Kamoa Lachol Shekhan Kodama Torah Shetemet Harif Lada Liyos Kamoa Lechai Vamila Kazar Shal Avram Yem Echlal Bnei Yisrael. According to the Chachmei Sarfas explains in the Shalom Melech, the Avos Klal Yisrael before Mamet Har Sinai were not Yosim Echlal Bnei Noach Lekula. They may have had the Chumros of Yisraelim, but not the Kulos. And therefore, if someone in Hilchos Bnei Noach is considered a Nachri, then we have to at least the Chumros him as a Nachri, and he would require an actual bona fide Geirus. But according to the Ramban, no. Bnei Yisrael were Yosef, Mechlal, Bnei Yaakov, Bnei Avram, Yosef, Mechlal, Bnei Noach, Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra. And therefore, in Yichsum, he totally followed Hilchos Bnei Yisrael. And this person was a bona fide Jew, to the extent that Chazal referred to a Geirus, it's the same Geirus that all of Bnei Yisrael went through as part of Mamet Har Sinai. The Mishnah Melech says that this question, whether the Avos were Yosef Mechlal Bnei Noach, Bein Lekula Bein Lechumra, only Lechumra, is really this machlokas between the Chachmei Sarfas and the Ramban, apropos to the Megadeth. Okay, now let's come back to the Ramban in our Sedra. How does he answer his question about Yaakov Avinu marrying two sisters and the like? Vanira Eli Midas Rabbe Seinu, the last paragraph that you have here in that excerpt. Shalamad Avram Avinu HaTorah Kula Beruach HaKodesh. Avram Avinu learned the entire Torah Beruach HaKodesh. The Asakva, the Betame Mitzvoteha V'Sodoteha, the Shamar Osa Kula Kamisha Einam Mitzvoyosa. So Avram Avinu kept the Torah B'Torah Einam Mitzvoyosa. Ushmiraso Osa Haya Be'aretz Vavad. That's the Ramban's famous line, that the Avos only kept the Torah in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutzlaret. Fits in with the Ramban's general philosophy elsewhere, that there is a qualitative difference between Shmiras HaMitzvos in Eretz Yisrael and Shmiras HaMitzvos in Chutzlaret. So the Avos only kept the Mitzvos in Eretz Yisrael. So that helps with Yaakov. Yaakov of Chutzlaret not saw Chayos. Yaakov married sisters of Chutzlaret, and that was fine. That wasn't included in the Shmiras HaMitzvos of the Avos. The Chayin Amram was also in Chutzlaret, so he was able to marry Yocheved against Dinei Torah because they weren't in Eretz Yisrael. Ki HaMitzvos Mishpat Elokei Aritzein Afatishu Parnu B'chol B'chaguf B'chol Mokam. It's true that we keep Mitzvos anywhere in the world, but that's on a different level than Mitzvos in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore to the extent that the Avos kept the Mitzvos, they only kept the Mitzvos in Eretz Yisrael. Then the Ramban just adds the last line, U'biyosef Darshu Shaya Mishamris HaShabbos Afil B'Mitzrayim. Aye, we have a tradition, Medrash Rabba, that Yosef kept Shabbos even in Mitzrayim. Nimei Shishkula Kenega Kol HaMitzvos. That's because Shabbos is different. Lefishe Eidos Al Chiddush Olam. Vaya Osekein Lelam in Espanav Emunas Priyas Olam Lohosibilivam Kavanas Avodazara Vedeus HaMitzvim Zos Kavanasam. So even though the others didn't keep Mitzvos and Chutz Laaretz, sounds like even essays they didn't keep, Shabbos is different because Shabbos reflects a certain critical philosophical perspective, and therefore the Avos kept Shabbos even in Mitzrayim. The Ramban himself doesn't write that, but others do. And so if you say that, I don't think it needs to me that the second she came into Eretz Yisrael. Right. Now, the Rabbis don't say that themselves, but others say that based on those on the run. Yeah, while you say it. Okay. Fine. So that's the Ramban over here, that the reason Yaakov was able to marry sisters is because of the Chutzlaret, and the Shmiras HaMitzvos of the Avos was not relevant in Chutzlaret. The Ramban. The Ramban develops that, I think, more dramatically or more broadly. So, yeah. So, okay. So there's a comment of the Mizrahi who asked on this Ramban from others asked this question also from the Gemara Arvei Tzachim and Daf Kuf Yutes on the days. The Gemara there tells us about the Suda that's going to happen L'Asid Lavo. And after everyone finishes, they're going to try to find something to have the benching. They're going to give Avram Avinu the Kol Shel Bracha to bench, and he'll say, I can't bench because I gave birth to Yishmael. And Yitzchak will say, I gave birth to Esav. And Yaakov will say, I married two sisters. So that sounds like Yaakov did wrong. He went to the Ban, and Yaakov did nothing wrong. He did the Chutzlaret, and this is going to find the Chutzlaret for the others. So what was Yaakov's reticence to bench because he married two sisters? So some explain the morale has this in Parsha Vayigash Parash Nambav and others, that even though there's no ifr per se, but there's still at least a midas chasidus that Yaakov Avinu was doing something that would be a violation of Torah law in the future. The Radvaz writes, we have the Marmar Kamas here, Taylor Day Simon and Tuck Rage Sadi Vav. Zahad Armina and Amr Yaakov and Nila Varish and Asafi Shtei Achai Shafid Hel Yasser Osam Yikal Maka Mida Sasidazu Lisrafik Miyadavar Hadome Lesser Minatora. even though Nikra did, he wasn't doing anything wrong, but there still was a Nidus Tashidus that he should have avoided doing something that would be Asher Min HaTorah. Lefikach L'Ratza L'Varech. Then he just has a line, and Tomar, Amaylo Hashinan Eif Nasa Amram Dodaso. So the Ramban was bothered by that. The Radvaz here is working on the Shuvah Sarashul, which we'll see in a few moments, who focused on Yaakov exclusively. The Yishlamid Delo Hashinan Hafi, Elim Yishin Darmina, Kimu Avas as the Torah Kula, Aval Bashar Bani Adar Amina, Nitna Torah Bani Kacha Lacha. So Radvaz is an interesting suggestion that even if we say that Avram Dinu is the time called Torah Kula Shalanina, the Avas kept the Torah, that was limited to the Avas proper. And the rest of the day Yisrael, Akalis, or whatever you refer to them as before Matan Torah, even a Gadol Hador like Amram, wasn't bound by the same Shmiras HaMitzvot as the other. That's just a throwaway line in the Radvaz. Interesting to point out. Okay, so the Klei Chemda here in Parshas Toldos raises the following question, that why is it, according to the Parshas Rachim's understanding of the Ramban and Parshas Amor, that Bnei Yaakov, Bnei Avram, Bnei Yisrael, Kodem HaTzim Torah, Yotzim Mechlal, Bnei Noach, Legamri. So why didn't the Ramban answer that Yaakov was allowed to marry two sisters because Gerutin Estayer, Chavim Shinola done it? That once Rachel and Leah entered the fold, so to speak, they underwent the Gerut because they weren't part of the Bnei Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov yet. When they come to enter the family, that means if they're now going to be observing as the other, then about some kind of a Gerith. So when you say Gerith in a sky cousin Shinola's on me, and there's no halakha relation between them anymore. As we say, La Halakha then the Ikar Adin, if you have blood relatives that convert, they're allowed, there's no Isser Arayus anymore, if not for me Tamidi, Lo Yomu Yatsam Yitzkidusha Kamura, the Kedusha Kala, but on the Ikaridin level, there's no relationship. So why doesn't that answer the problem according to the Ramban? Why didn't the Ramban say that Gerushin is Kaik, Rabbi Snow Ladami, and then we're home free, which some do. The Parshas Rachim quotes the Marash Alevi, the Marash Yafu says this, and the Marsha and Yuma, and Dr. Marandal Kafes, says this as well. And the Klei Chemda thinks, yeah? So if you say that Bnei Avram or Yosef Mechlal Bnei Noach Bnei Mekul Bnei Mechumah, that they are the Din of Yisrael, whoever is now joining them is Megayer to Yisraelness, or whatever you want to call it. Right. Yeah. I think they talk about that. Yeah. Right. Right, and that's another, we'll get to something similar in a few moments. So that's the question that the Klei Chemda raises. He thinks that implicitly that's what the Parshas Rachim is bothered by with the Shita HaRamban. Again, you could have said that even the Zman HaOvos who were worried about Shavu Yomu Yetzim Kedusha Kamila Kedusha Kala. So that could have answered the question anyway. But the Klei Chemda thinks that the Gerushin Eskai was only operative after Mamad Har Sinai and not before. That since there wasn't a formal Nesina Satori yet, so Gerushin Eskai wasn't relevant. He brings a riot to that from the Gemara in Sotah Daf Yud Amud Aleph, the Maisa of Yehuda and Tamar. The Gemara there says, you don't have it here, Rishmul Bar Nachmeni Omar, Shinana Einayim Lidvaraha Kishatava Amr La Shamanakrithat. So in the conversation with Yehuda Tamar, when they meet up, Yehuda asks, maybe you're not Jewish. She says, Diyarasani, Shema Isha Fishat, Hanuyani, Shema Kiba Bachavich Kedushin, maybe your father's Makaba Kedushin on your behalf and you're already an Isha Fish. Amalei Yisomani, Shema Tmeyat, maybe you're Nida, Amalei Tahorani. So says the Klei Chemda, if Gerishin is Gerishin Chemda Shemeladami, what Shayach Kedusha Aviyah? Maybe your father should have a Kedushin for you, it's not your father. Gerishin is Gerishin Shemeladami. Apparently you don't say, Gerishin is Gerishin, you're Kodem Matan Torah. Okay, there's only so much you can learn after there, but that's the Klei Chemda's suggestion. Then he goes to Ravan, the Ravan in Chuvah Sibinun Tess, who says that even if you say Gerishin is God called the Shinobadam, even after Matan Torah, he suggests that it only applies to male and not to female. And maybe that's the reason that a Kohen is Aser Gioras, so why don't you say that if a woman is Medayer, then Gerishin is God called the Shinobadam, she's nothing, she's just born, so what's the Zona? So maybe you don't say Gerishin is Gaier to cover Shinobadam dummy by women, only from the context of the Gemara in terms of Nakala, in terms of Yusha, and it only applies to men, and that's what the Ravan has such a suggestion. Okay. There is a Tshuva Rashba, who's also bothered by Yaakov Avinu, the flip side of the Mamma conversation. You have Tshuva Rashba, Chelek Aleph, Siman Tzadi Dalet. And the Rashba has an answer which we're not going to understand. He writes that's the 5 lines from the bottom. The Alasher Nasa Yaakov Seachayos Da. The Torah Nechona Al Shlosha Amudim. The Torah operates in 3 spheres. Echad Zman, Vasheni Makom, Ashlishi Kelim. There's the sphere of time, the sphere of place, and the sphere of object. Hazman, Lo Kol Yavim Asurim B'Malacha Kishab Zuchayotah. So there's certain Isurim that are time specific. There's certain days when there's a malacha and not other days. The law of Isurim Lachamit Kepesa. There's certain days when you can't eat Chamit, certain days when you can't. The law of Chayav Mitzvah Belula of Kechai. There's certain days where you're Chayav in Sukkah and others not. Ba Makom. Shalom Bakom Makom Chayav Mitzvah Mitzvah Mitzvah. Certain mitzvahs that's really far it. The law of Chayav in Bekarban is Reza Bechira. It's the only been Karbanos in a certain place. Ba Kelim, what about objects? So that's probably the least intuitive if you were to categorize application of mitzvah. Lo b'chol davar yotzin t'mura t'alul v'esrog. You can't be yotzin with every chet. Not every chet, but could be a chetzik mitzvah. You can only be yotzin lulav with something called a lulav. Lo b'chol davar makriven k'bakar b'tzon t'orim minayona t'lo roi l'hakriv k'koin. And you can't be makriv anything you want as an animal, as a korban. It has to be a specific animal. The Eini Yochel Afarish Yoser Umaskil Aldvar Yimsa. That's the answer. That's how Yaakov was able to marry 2 sisters, and I can't explain anymore. So you can't expect us to explain any more than the Rashi was going to explain, but at least the tiny explanation the Radvaz attempts to offer, the Radvaz we quoted earlier, he says, you don't have a line in front of you, Chayli Beis Simon Tafri Sadi Vav. Lo akol ruuyim lisa shtei achayis ha-Yaakov. What does that mean? Lefi shetzuraso chakuka b'kisei ha-Kavod. You have this tradition of Chazal that Yaakov's image was engraved in the piece of Kavod. Kitam ha-arayos kidei shelo yishtamish b'sharvito shel melech. The reason for the Yisra arayos is that we shouldn't use the scepter of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The nachlas Yaakov nachla lo mitzarim. Yaakov's nachla was a broad nachla without bounds. U'mishtamish b'shtei achayus lei avarachal. So he wasn't constrained with that iser arayus. V'im yadat alam azaf lei alikaver v'nar samachel avarachal v'parshas rachim tavin sod beiz achayus. And if you understand why Rachel and Leah are buried in 2 different places, then you'll understand the answer to this question: why there's no iser Arayas for Yaakov. So I don't pretend to understand, but that's the Tshuva Rashba, the explanation of the Radvaz, different mahalach that probably we can't use to extrapolate to other applications either. The Moshe has a Tshuva, Tshuva printed in Chelek Dalet Evan Ezra, but it was one of the early Tshuvas, Dateline Luban from the 1930s. Evan Ezra Chelek Dalet Siman Tes. The basic idea that the Rav Moshe has in answering the question of the Avos is that in order for there to be an Isser Erva, there has to be a status of Kedushin. The Erva arise is only relevant where there's a full sefer of Kedushin. And even if the Avos kept the Torah before it's given, their relationship didn't have a status of Kedushin, so there wasn't a formal sefer of Kedushin, and therefore the flip arise don't apply. But we'll conclude with a Mahalith that the Aruch Chaim has. Just go on, that's correct. It's a slightly different formulation, but the basic, the similar idea. Yeah. Right. That. Yeah, I think Rav Asher quotes that Ramban in his piece on this topic. Yeah. Let's conclude with the comment of the Aruch Chaim, which is also, Rav Asher points out, is really Das Vakenim. The Aruch Chaim, Parshas Vayechi, we have more mocking half here. He writes, he's bothered by the Avuri Asanta problem, that Yahweh Avinu seems to be distributing his Yerusha in a way that's contrary to Torah law. So he writes, Vanochem Ve'enai, the last paragraph here, the Avos Kiblu HaTorah Misham Namishem Shekiblu Minoach Shekiblu Mechanoch Shekiblu Adam Arishon Asher Lam Nepi Azura Shestiv Az Ra'a Vayom El Adam. Okay, it's getting a couple lines. Ach Lo Nisave Ella Al Zayim Mitzos But there's a difference in the level of tzibui. The formal tzibui was only seven mitzvos, where that was the Har Vayavos. Avo Shara Torah, Karov Lissar, Im Yasa, the Rachas Minahesed and Loikayim. So it was a win-win proposition. If they were to be Mekayim, they get far. If they weren't Mekayim, they wouldn't be punished. Ukiderach Shiesh Lanu, Dam Akhenetina Satara, Shiesh Mitzvos, Im Yasa, Sam Adam, Yitel Sar, the Lav Eim Alonishalayim. There's certain things that you get extra credit if you do it, but you're not going to be punished if you don't. The Avos Tzadcha Dibusam Bashem Bechoshkam Beosher Oyon Kimu Akol. So the Avos, because of their love for Kadosh Baruch Hu, were Mekayim everything. Eikav Esher Shemavim Bekoli Gemara Yuma Aval the Malkam Shayiroim Toelet Savar Hatzlacha Lehem. So where there were other counterbalancing considerations. Kamosha Tomer Yaakov Kishihirgish Basakhaso Kimisui Steachayos. So Yaakov felt that there is more to be gained by marrying two sisters, even though it was a violation of Torah law, but he wasn't mitzvah to not violate that. It was only Ki'ilu the Torah Ein Mitzvah Yosef. That's the morale, one of the morale's answers here in Vayigash, that the other Torah can mitzvah as Edom is Osim, therefore it's only Shayach to be an Edom is Osa by Ethi, not by Lavin. So Yaakov is able to marry two sisters because it's not Shayach, Edom is Osa by Allah. Not exactly what he says, but Ke'ein, he says that where all things were equal, the Avos kept the Torah, but where there are other counterbalancing considerations, they were Mechuyav to. And Yaakov had a Chesed, why it was more important to marry two sisters. The Rav Asher points out that the Daf Kena basically says that in Parshas Vayeshev, he's bothered by the same question about Yaakov marrying his sister. Yesh Lomar, can they achar shalom nisavu la Torah? Afa fishi yadua baruch hakodesh masha yirotzen hayu mekayimim masha yirotzen hayu manichim. So they weren't mitzuda; they were able to divine through baruch hakodesh what to do. But ultimately, masha yirotzen hayu mekayimim. What they wanted to do, they did. Masha yirotzen hayu manichim. What they didn't want to do, they didn't. I, the Gemara, I'm talking about it before. So there, Hov, see the Torah, Ikos, Tas, Onish, Medavar. So that's why Yaakov didn't want to leave the demon. But Ne'ikar Adin, he didn't violate any of Eri, as we saw earlier. So that's the approach of the Rachayim and Kisri, the Dasakanim, and the others were able to pick what they wanted to do, and where there are other Cheshbonos, it didn't impact on their, on the Shmirat HaMitzvot, Chodan Shinim.